segment at 8:10 that we did about Michael Vick and the James Brown exclusive interview with Michael Vick. And Vick talked about how sorry he was for what he had done, and he had kind of turned the corner and now is a big animal rights guy. Well, Michael Vick has granted a second interview, and we are lucky enough to get it here on this morning show. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the now Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, Michael Vick. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
How are you?
I want to come on here and encourage everyone who owns a pit. You know, man, you got to love that pit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You got to treat them right. You got to love them so much, you might get them pregnant.
Mm-hmm. What?
You know what I'm saying?
No.
I mean, you got to hug them and touch them.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them that Michael Vick believe in them and their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be involved in dog fighting.
Right. Uh-huh.
No more. Know what I'm saying? No more. Michael Vick loved dogs.
We hope that's behind you.
Yeah.
Even when I was watching them tear each other's tracheas out, I love them then. You know, I felt guilty for what I'd done.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Even when they was running away, unraveling the other and small intestines.
Oh,
I love them. I felt bad. You know, but I paid my due.
Uh-huh.
We should all remember that dogs is wonderful, loving, powerful, money-making animals that should be treated with respect. You know what I'm saying? Respect.
Yeah, we understand.
Yeah.
No matter what kind of animal you got, a dog, cat, reptile, kudu, monitor lizard, an okapi, you love him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, Michael Vick wants you to go home and hug your monitor lizard today.
Okay, what if we don't have one?
Take a mama set to the movies. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Help a hedgehog cross the street. You see a need, you feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Buy a milkshake for an aardvark. really get involved. Our animals, they need us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you know that over 90% of our animals are wild and unsocialized in this world?
Hmm.
We need to mentor these animals.
Uh-huh.
Teach them that life isn't about fighting and having sex and acting wild. So that's what I used to think.
Uh-huh.
That's what I used to be.
But you've changed.
But now, instead of partying, I go for a Sunday drive with a salamander. So come on here and encourage your listeners. Have a go-kart birthday party for your woodchuck.
A little odd, but I think we get the general idea of the message. But
teach English to a group of disadvantaged wombats. Go to Vegas with a reindeer.
Okay.
Some of this is just ridiculous. I don't know if you would do this with animals.
I promise you, if you do these things, you'll sign a $1 million contract with the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's how it worked out for him, I guess.
Yeah, that's what we were wondering, if you're just changing your image for the sake of football and money.
Paid for by Michael Vick and an anteater and a bison.
One big, long public service announcement.
Well, you know, when we get those exclusive interviews, we're kind of at their mercy, what they want to talk about.
Yeah.
In exchange for having a guy like that on the air.
Well, we got him on, so that's not bad. 844 here on...